We welcome into the program star national team star for a long time, MLS star too, Taylor Twellman, of course, analyst for ESPN, who's joining us this morning to talk about MLS Cup 2018. Morning to you, Taylor.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Hugh, would you lose a bet? You're calling me now?
No, you know what, Taylor? I appreciate this, but I have to tell the story about how we met. Like, I had just got to ESPN, and I was new on Twitter. And I forgot where I was at, but I was sitting there eating lunch with a young lady, and I was tweeting some fans, and somebody said something about soccer. And I sent out the stupidest tweet that I've ever sent out in my life. I said, nobody cares about soccer. Soccer sucks. And she looked at me and was like, did you really just send that tweet out? And I was like, yeah, nobody cares about soccer. She said, do you know that soccer has played internationally? Nobody plays football. And everybody on Twitter went in on me. So it was Alexi Lalas and Taylor. They was like, dude, what are you talking about? And I appreciate both of these guys because instead of browbeating me, they kind of explained to me the draw of soccer. And I appreciate that. And this is me calling in the favor from Taylor Twellman, and he's answering the favor. So thank you, Taylor.
Oh, no. The best part was it was just a way for me to just kind of get after a former Eagles linebacker. That's the only reason why I did it.
So, okay, now let me get after you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when they started talking about Atlanta United and bringing the soccer to Atlanta, you were big against soccer here. What was the main reason why you were so big against soccer here in Atlanta?
Hugh, just because of this, the way that city was in the past. So I, you know, growing up as a St. Louis Cardinals fan and watching the Atlanta Braves completely demolish every single team leading into the playoffs and winning the pennants and doing all that. And yet when you watch the regular season, what was it, 11 consecutive pennants or whatever the number is? And yet they only got to one World Series. And Hugh, they couldn't sell out games. Where this, you know, growing up in St. Louis, where you sold out every home game for baseball. It just is what it was. It's a baseball town. The team was winning. So here I saw the Braves. Then I saw the Falcons. And look at even last weekend, guys. Falcons versus Ravens. There's empty seats all over the place.
Oh, my God. Really?
So I looked at Atlanta sports, and I said, I don't know if this is going to work. And I couldn't have been more wrong. I couldn't be more 180 degrees away from the point because it literally has brought in the entire city. Arthur Blank on the MLS All-Star Game at halftime, I asked him the question, and I know people were kind of upset I asked it, but it's true. I said, what's a better environment, the Falcons or United? He looked at me like I was cross-eyed and said, it's Atlanta United. He goes, I wish someone would have told me this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he goes, I am shocked at how this city has embraced the sport, embraced the team. And yes, it helps that they're winning and they've got MVPs and all of that. I get that. But Hugh, I didn't know, and John, I didn't know the city was as well-educated and the fans are as versed as they are in the sport. And that's a credit to them. And I couldn't be happier that I was more wrong.
Taylor Twellman joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I tell you what, Taylor, everything that you just said, like you weren't here for the previous conversation we've had on the air, but you were waxing poetic once again. And to your point, so much so, the fans are so passionate about soccer here that they get on us as analysts, you know, because we're still kind of learning the game as well. They get on us as analysts to do better. And it's a beautiful thing, man. And it's just amazing to see. It's amazing to see soccer that take off in a city like this.
Guys, we're talking about Atlanta United on the game. Like, just think about that, right? Like, if we would have told you guys that 48 months ago, you guys would have looked at everyone and said, no way, 24 months ago, it's not happening. We're not calling Taylor Twellman before MLS Cup. We're just not doing it. Ratings are going to go down. And yet, go to Twitter right now. Go anywhere. This is all what people want to talk about. I love it. I love landing in Atlanta, hopping in an Uber or cab ride, and the guy or the woman stops the car, turns around, and calls me a complete idiot because of my opinion about something Atlanta United did. That's when you know you've made it as a sport, and I am shocked in SEC country that Atlanta United has resonated the way they have. Credit to the Blank family and everyone else. It's been awesome.
Taylor Twellman joining us on Sports Radio 92.9.
So, Taylor, let's just get to it, man. What does Atlanta United have to do to win this weekend?
Well, that's the hardest thing, Hugh and John, honestly, because when you look at this, and I'll say it, I know everyone's going to turn the radio off right now, but 28-3, right? You This is the kind of
game. Oh, my God, really? Taylor, okay, there
Taylor,
we go.
Listen, I just want to – we're going to let you finish, Taylor, but we did not prompt him to do this. We did not prompt him to do this. He's doing this on his own. Please finish.
Think about it, right? Think about it. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Wasn't the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl in Atlanta 2002?
I think – was it? Yes. Am we right? Is that right? No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was the Titans Rams. It was the Titans Rams. I'm sorry. It was the Titans Rams. Yeah.
It's that kind of Super Bowl where the Rams are going in heavily favored. It's the greatest show on turf. So for the listeners at home to bring some kind of other sport perspective to understand what Atlanta United versus Portland Timbers are, listen, 70,000 plus, you're at home, you're on turf. You've got arguably two of the best players we've ever seen in this league. You've got arguably one of the best coaches this league's ever seen. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. So Portland's going to go in and try to defend and try to survive and have their two best players in Valeri and Blanco, which are very good players, as we saw against 40 Kansas City. All I'm saying, guys, is Atlanta's heavily favored. Mm-hmm. And in the first 15, 20 minutes, they need to get all over Portland and make sure they realize you're on the road. The 70,000 fans here are against you, and to make them realize in the big moments. The longer this game goes 0-0, the better for Portland. Because what people don't want to talk about in Atlanta, Tata Martino's leaving, Miguel Almiron is leaving. You never know with Jose Martinez because someone could come in with a ridiculous amount of money and buy him. And so that pressure of culminating something with a win, with a trophy, you know, them losing the supporter shield at the end of the year, guys, that subtly has put extra amount of pressure on this team to win a trophy. So, Hugh, to answer your question, it's the first 20 to 25 minutes. They need to get after Portland. Because if it's 65th, 75th, 80th minute, and it's 0-0 or even 1-0 Portland, we may be talking about the biggest upset in MLS Cup history.
Taylor Twellman, of course, star of U.S. Men's National Team, MLS star, joining us talking about MLS Cup and taking shots at Atlanta from a guy who grew up in St. Louis, a town that lost two NFL teams.
Wow. All right, so you make it personal.
I'm just saying.
He just made it personal.
Lost an NBA team to Atlanta. Couldn't keep them either, but that's okay.
I lost you. Bad cell service. Sorry.
All right, let's get back to soccer here. Portland does have an advantage. Diego Valeri has been down this road before. Portland has been down this road before. And speaking of that, they've been playing well on the road in this game. We imagine, Taylor, just from a stylistic standpoint, because our play-by-play guy, Mike Connie, was telling us he believes Portland's going to pack it back in. And you talk about the first 15 to 20 minutes. That crowd is going to be so amped up that if Atlanta United can break that through in the first 15 or 20, the place is going to go ballistic. Portland has to guard against that early onslaught, do they not? And if Atlanta United can get that early goal, that's going to put them in a tough spot because they're going to take them right out of their game plan.
Do you want a job at ESPN? Because that's pretty much better than anything I've said. You're spot on. The hardest thing for the Portland Timbers is not weathering that storm, because you said it best, right? The biggest reason why they're in MLS Cup, and no one in Portland in the Pacific Northwest wants to actually say this, it's because they had to go on the road. If they were in the higher seed where they have to dictate the tempo of the game and open up, that doesn't suit them. So going to Dallas is a knockout round game. Going to Seattle trying to survive. Going to Sporting Kansas City trying to advance. That's all played in their hands. So Atlanta, to some extent, plays in their hands. However, those games aren't in front of 72,000. Those games aren't in front of you trying to stop Jose Martinez, Miguel Almiron. But they're also not in front of a coach that prepares a team to be on the front foot more often than not. Now, Tata Martino has had Jose Martinez and Miguel Almiron sit back a little bit, and he's defended with five in the playoffs. But the New York Red Bull series, especially in leg one, guys, at home, that told me this team loves to be a front runner. This team loves to have the ball at their feet and loves to put pressure on you and loves the momentum. That's why Portland's got to be so careful that those first 20, 25 minutes, John, like you said, if Miguel Almiron has 15, 20 touches and the rhythm's in it, and Hugh knows this, when you play in big games, the best games from big game players, so to speak, is when they feel like it's just another game. Mm-hmm. And the way you do that as a soccer player is get touches on the ball. Get as many touches on the ball, get into the rhythm, and then you forget about the magnitude of the game. So if you're going to sit in and defend like Portland wants to, I'm not sure you want Miguel Amarone to have 15, 20 touches, Rebaty knocking it out wide, Loreno is stepping in, and then Darlington Nagby. You follow where I'm going. You don't want rhythm to go in Atlanta, because then I think the task is too tall. But Portland's had their backs against the wall the entire playoffs, so they may love this and really get to the 65th minute 0-0.
Well, Taylor, it's going to be a magical moment, a record crowd, and no matter the outcome of the game, MLS has arrived on a new and bigger stage, and we're very proud that Atlanta United has been helped usher it in, and been the lead architect over the last year of a couple of years of kind of ushering and forcing the rest of the league to kind of play catch up to them, which is a good thing. We look forward to having you in town, and hopefully we get a great game.
No, I think you guys get a great game, and let's be honest, Atlanta United, most successful, I think, accolade is getting you guys talking about soccer. Well done.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being a friend and not holding that stupid tweet against me. I appreciate that.
Where's my number?
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Taylor. Do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.